This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. And joining us from California, where it's a little bit cooler than where I'm at tonight, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And welcome back to hour number two.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go. It's good to be here.
Now, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
I absolutely am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. And that is a fact, folks. Whether or not the liberals and the progressives don't want you to know that, we're going to tell you about it because it's true. Now, speaking of something else that's true, how about Senator Rand Paul, who reacted to a new study that finds that the COVID lockdowns did more harm than good?
Yeah, this is really something. And, of course, we've got a little bit of time on this now since the actual lockdowns occurred initially. But this may be something, Captain, that, again, the establishment, as it were, especially when I say that, I'm including Dr. Fauci,
yep,
of course, because Dr. Fauci believes that the lockdown saved millions of cases and lives and you name it. It was the most amazing thing that we possibly could have done, I guess. But that's right. Senator Rand Paul is talking about a new study from Johns Hopkins University that said the COVID lockdowns did more harm than good because they didn't reduce the mortality. And they also, of course, devastated the economy, which I think everybody reasonably, you know, looking at this would agree.
Right. Now, something interesting happened that was reported by a group of airlines and travel groups, and this has to do with their airline pilots and their crews, not so much the passengers. They've urged in a letter to the White House counselor, Jeffrey Zients, that he urged them to lift a testing requirement for vaccinated travelers to where they have to be tested again, even though they've been vaccinated, when they come back into the country from wherever they've been at.
Well, that's right. And because they're saying that this is going to help the industries basically recover more quickly We all know that the airlines are suffering greatly.
Yep.
In terms of staffing, obviously the weather right now, this is a huge factor. Thousands of flights have been canceled over the last 24 hours, of course, and we'll see more. But generally speaking, they have a very hard time fielding crews into these aircraft to get people where they want to go.
Yeah, and I forget how many flights were canceled because of the weather yesterday, but it was 1,500 and counting, and they may have more than that canceled today because of this great big huge swath where this snowstorm is moving across through of some very populated areas.
Well, that's exactly right. And what they're also worried about, of course, is are these restrictions that are being imposed. And the group believes that, you know, that the recovery of aviation in general is going to be dependent on taking away the restrictions that they say are, quote, no longer justified by current circumstances, unquote. So this is, you know, again, you've got to look at the reality. You got to get the real feedback from the real world, and you got to make decisions based on that, not on just, well, the Biden administration COVID policy is this, and live with it. Because a lot of people can't live with it because they can't get a job or they can't get where they need to go.
Yeah, we can blame that all on Mike in Clearwater because he started it.
No.
Just kidding.
That's right. Just kidding. Just
yep.
kidding.
Now, the Army said yesterday it will immediately begin discharging soldiers who have refused to get the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine, putting more than 3,300 service members at risk of being thrown out soon. Now, the Army's announcement makes it the final military service to lay out its discharge policy for vaccine refusers. The Marine Corps, the Air Force, and the Navy have already discharged active duty troops or entry-level position at boot camps for refusing the shots. And so far, the Army has not discharged any, but they're getting ready to.
They are getting ready to, and correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, I thought Russia was going to invade Ukraine and send troops places, and I'm not laughing about it. I'm simply saying that, you know, what kind of strategy is this coming down from the Biden administration, ultimately in charge of these things?
Let me tell you what the Russians are doing when they heard that news. They're just laughing. That's all they're doing. Because who in the hell in their right mind would discharge troops at a time when you could have a national or a worldwide emergency? They're out of their minds.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought, my friend. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and she's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
And I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to being at Mixon's today for lunch. Got the great Captain's Club sandwich there. Love it, love it, love it. And, of course, orange swirl ice cream for dessert. Oh, my goodness. Can't wait, can't wait. And we always have a great group of people that shows up there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that have put this great company together and this great product. I've been taking it religiously for over 7 years. I take it every day, twice a day. I take it when I get up out of bed, and then I take it around midnight, and once in a while I have to take it in between time if I have a problem going on with my left leg or ankle with the swelling and the pain that I have, like I have had the past several days because of the continuing problem that I continue to have with the darn thing. But anyway, you think it'd go away, man, after three surgeries, but nope, it's not doing it. So what's in it is all natural, and it's 100% drug-free. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps the body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever your problem is by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product with some key enzymes and proteins in it that you need to have anyway that's good for you. Now, it only costs $19.95 to get it started. You can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and no clubs to join, no tricks or games or anything like that. You take it 3 weeks later, You make up your mind whether you want it or not. If you do, it'll be shipped to you automatically. And if you don't, you just say, nope, I tried it, didn't work. But I've yet to have anybody tell me that that's not the case. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try that $19.95 3-week quick start. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for a second. You ready?
Oh, yes.
In Nebraska, the Nebraska Democratic Party chair, Jan Kleeb, lamented this week that, and I quote, "We're doing all these good things as Democrats, and yet voters don't seem to be on our side." Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Now, like the White House and Democrats' leadership in Congress, it seems that Ms. Kleeb gets this entirely backwards. Now, here's why. Inflation, shortages, the pandemic, the crime touches most Americans, their lives every day, either directly or indirectly. Spiking crime rates limit our freedom of movement. Inflation erodes our buying power, while pandemic policies and a supply chain crisis keep grocery sales empty. Agreed?
That's right.
Yet the Democrats continue to remain focused on their climate change policy in Congress, while President Biden demands even more inflationary spending to buy votes. That's why they're going to get hosed in November.
Well, that's right. Exactly.
Then you've got Jen Psaki, who scoffed at crime concerns, laughed about him, as a matter of fact, calling him a figment of Fox News' alternative universe. Well, in the real world, Jen, homicides and carjackings have exploded over the past 2 years, and retail thefts have shockingly skyrocketed to the point to where you can't even count them anymore.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And the Democrats' problem isn't that the voters aren't on their side. It's that the Democrats aren't on the voters' side. And the voters have figured that one out.
And how?
How do you like
and
that?
And how?
How do you like that?
I love it. I love it. No, you're right on the money, Captain. You know, especially when, you know, we people see what's happening. They don't even have to turn on the news. They hear about what's happening in their communities. They know the...
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar.
Oh, wait a minute. There you go. Sorry about that.
No problem. Yeah, that happens sometimes in live radio. But they know what's happening in their community. They talk to their to their friends and family across the country. Everybody's seeing the same situation. And Jen Psaki, well, she might be the one in the alternate reality, but I wonder sometimes. It's as if I think they understand what's going on. They just think it sort of helps their cause because they want to change things for their own, you know, power base, their own power, you know, thoughts of power, basically.
Well, it's not working, and I have another way to tell that it's not working. You want to hear it?
Okay.
It's called money. Listen to this. GOP candidates in November's midterm elections are outraising Democrats in several key races, with at least 53 Republicans raising more than $500,000 last quarter, compared to only 38 Democrat candidates who have raised almost that amount, about $400,000. This comes according to a political analysis of the Federal Election Commission data on the latest campaign finance reports.
Well, that's right. You know, you see where the money's going, and you see where the support is going. You see where the whole idea is that, you know, something is horribly broken. It's as if everything is horribly broken, and the voters understand this, and they're ready to change it. And they don't want to build it back better, I'll tell you that much. They don't want to build it back better. They want to get back to so that they can live their lives. And this is a radical statement, so I have to preface it with this radical statement coming. They want to enjoy their freedom, Captain.
Yeah, and how about this one? Biden's selection for Supreme Court justice is totally out of control right now because they've been talking to some people just kind of off the cuff, if you will, and they've got a bunch of radicals that want to go on the Supreme Court, and that's the last thing we need.
It really is the last thing we need. They're going to try to change the court or turn it basically into a circus. That's one of the reasons why they've already kind of been, you know, trying to soften up the whole perception of the Supreme Court to begin with, talking about packing the court and all these things. But it's because they want it to be just a rubber stamp of far left policies, and they simply cannot stand up to traditional constitutional interpretation, constitutional law. That is a thing that's an esoteric nonsense thing to them, or at least they want you to think that it is, because they're going to get something done, because they're going to fight for you, and they're going to protect our democracy. That's their whole shtick.
Well, here's somebody that's going to fight for you, I'm sure. It's called the FBI, because the FBI has identified six tech-savvy juveniles as persons of interest in threats to historically black colleges and universities across the United States. Now, a law enforcement official told NBC News that the juveniles appear to be using very sophisticated methods to try to disguise the sources of threats, which appear to have a racist motivation.
That's right. And the FBI, they're going to get the job done. I know that they will. And, of course, the HBCU are historically black universities.
Right.
You know, they an attack on them, on these universities, is an attack on every single one of us as an American citizen. We're all in this together. And there is no place for this kind of thing, and I hope they find them, and I hope they throw the book at them, because you can't do this to anybody. This is completely wrong.
Well, you're right. Totally and completely right.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine what you would feel like if your son or daughter were at a university and suddenly they call up and say, well, I have to shelter in place today because there's a bomb threat, you know? And
yeah.
and especially, and you know why they did this? And I'm sure that there's a racial motivation behind this somewhere, because, of course, February is Black History Month.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you just got wackos out there who do this kind of, I can't say it on the radio, and it's not good.
Speaking of wackos, when we come back from the next break, which we're about to go on, we're going to be talking about Nancy Pelosi. And we're going to be talking about her claims now that she's making about the January 6th videos and emails. You aren't going to like this one, folks. And she really stepped in it this time. And I think legally she's way over her head. We'll have to explain that. Here comes the music. Right after this break, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Jeff is going to take us to break because I think he's hungry.
Lunch plans? Join Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch today between 11 and 1 p.m. at Nixon's Fruit Farm, located in...
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. is sending troops
to Europe.
President Biden is sending U.S. troops to Europe in the wake of Russian posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade combat team and key enablers to Poland, and the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
The 8,500 troops announced earlier this week will remain on standby. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Washington's NFL team is now known as the Commanders. The franchise unveiled the new name 18 months after it dropped its old moniker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yep, and catch us today down there at Bradenton, Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Mixon Fruit Farms right there in Bradenton, just south of Tropicana Foods. Look forward to seeing you. I'll be there from 11 to 1:30. So there you go. And try the Captain's Club while you're down there. You're going to love it. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, of course, Mike Lindell's company. And I'll tell you, between the MyPillow slippers and the Giza sheets and the towels and all these different things that he's got on special right now, because he just came out and he just took another 10% off the towels for the next 3 days, starting today. If you want that set of towels, it's now $29.99. Marked down 70%. Holy smokes. And if you go over to the MyPillow.com website, you'll see it. In particular, if you open up the Radio Listener Specials page there, you'll find it with about 150 other items. Now, the promo code that you're going to need to have, because you always need a promo code to get these prices, is CAPTAIN. Very simple. CAPTAIN. That's the promo code. And don't forget, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459, and happy shopping. Happy shopping. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The Fruit of the Loom is at it again. You know who I'm talking about?
Who's that?
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi. Okay.
She, Nancy Pelosi, and Congress, according to her, is claiming sovereign immunity. Now, sovereign immunity means you're a country, right?
Well, right, or the immunity, you know, that would be claimed by the state itself.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi is claiming for Congress that the sovereign immunity in federal court is going to be to keep secret the January 6th video and emails so nobody can see them on the outside world.
You know, Captain, this doesn't sound good because obviously, you know, if you have a credible, you know, video footage. Now, this footage was taken by the government surveillance cameras.
By the police department and the yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, in other words, this is all the real deal. And if it's not there for public scrutiny, especially if it's happening, you know, there may be certain cases where they have to redact it for some reason because of some specific investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just speculating there. But generally speaking, people should be able to see it. But here's the thing. If we could see it and look at it, it could be discussed. And if it could be discussed, it could be analyzed and so forth. And I don't think Nancy Pelosi wants anything like that. They have to build a particular narrative. Now, we know it was wrong. It was wrong to go into the Capitol building and do what the people did. They should never have entered. They should never have done anything violent or vandalism. All that was trespassing and wrong, and they're being prosecuted in many respects for that.
Yeah.
But the overall viewpoint of the incident itself is certainly, I think, open to public analysis and should be.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bart from Live Oak.
Hello, Bart.
Hey, you're dead in the water on the airwaves today. We have nothing. You are dead. The only thing I can hear you on is the telephone.
Okay, well, unfortunately, that's the problem of that local station up there.
Evidently, it's yeah. Our friend Scott James.
Yeah, Scott. That's Scott, our buddy. So somebody's got to wake Jack up. That's his producer.
Yeah.
All right.
He's
thanks.
Letting us down several times now.
Go over to my – let's see. You can listen to – okay, the phone. You know how to listen to me on the phone off – what is it, TalkStream Live, right?
I got you right now. That's all
right.
I can get.
All right. Thanks very much, Bart. Okay, thank you. All right, well, you know, when that happens in some of these remote areas, and that's up there in a small area, what is it, Jasper, Florida, I believe, is where he's calling from up there, Live Oak in that area. So that's a shame. But that happens every now and then up there. They have a program, a local program, and when the producer gets done, he's supposed to flip a switch for the satellite to work, and he didn't flip the switch.
That very well could be. Hopefully an easy fix. Yeah.
It is an easy fix. I can fix it myself, but I don't want to drive the 3 hours to do it.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, sovereign immunity, according to Nancy Pelosi, prevents the citizens from suing for their release. So Judicial Watch, who's suing and has a federal lawsuit going to get the January 6th videos and emails, according to her, they can't do it.
Well, and if anybody likes to act like a sovereign, it's Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, so yeah, it makes
queen,
a lot
the
of sense.
The queen of D.C.
Well, sure. And again, you know, they understand that they only have a little bit of time. You know, November of this year is going to get here faster than people think. It's going to really start moving along, and they've got to get that narrative going. They've got COVID. They've got, you know, trying to build up Biden as the amazing wartime Ukrainian war president person guy. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is all they can do right now. And they're mm-hmm. just doing this until the voters can go vote and change, have a real changing of the guards.
Now, critics are slamming NBC News for suggesting school curriculum transparency would lead to censorship. Let me just explain this briefly. NBC News has faced backlash over the report that it published this week, that they sought to paint those who want transparency in what their children are taught as conservative activists who pose a threat to free speech. Are you kidding me?
Captain, you know, parents have a right to know what their kids are being taught.
Sure they do.
You know, You know, and they certainly have a right to go to the school board meetings and have input and all these kinds of things. And they should never be told, you know, sit down and shut up. We know better than, you know, than you do for teaching your kids, et cetera, et cetera. But what I wonder what they could do, Captain, couldn't they make it available to every parent to be able to listen in to what all the teachers are saying?
Why not?
You know, especially in high school these days, maybe, for example. You know, I wonder, you know, that might raise some eyebrows as well. But it's because they've got to get you away. And by the way, there are so many great teachers, and I'm not painting with a broad brush, mm-hmm. but there's so many great teachers. But generally speaking, when you have a particular curriculum that some activists have set out and so forth, they want to get your kids away from the parents so that they can try to make sure that they only think the way they want them to think. And that's not American.
No, not at all. Now, the government watchdog group Judicial Watch has filed a Freedom of Information Act to FOIA lawsuit against the Central Intelligence Agency for communications between then-CIA Director Gina Haspel and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, from 2020 to 2021, which reportedly involved the targeting of President Donald Trump.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they'll find out anything, but they can try, I guess.
Well, of course, you know, the American people value truth, and the more that comes out, you know, that starts, you start putting those pieces together. You start seeing a general, you know, picture of things that have been happening, evidently.
Yeah. Now, here's a good one for you. Just when you think the Customs and Border Patrol isn't doing much of anything on the border, we get a report that they intercepted some 5,000 rounds of ammunition being smuggled across the Mexican border into Arizona.
Wow, that is really something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes you wonder what's going on in Arizona.
Well, no kidding. No kidding. And again, you need to have a secure border. You at least have to have, and I'm glad they found it, you know, but it points that up. It points up the very need. I mean, it's exactly the example kind of thing that you need to show why we need to be serious about this.
And you remember Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, right?
Oh, yes.
He stumped one of the Biden judicial nominees by asking her something that she couldn't answer, and she promised him that she'd look it up and get back to him with an answer.
And I wonder how long he'll be waiting for that.
A while.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a while.
On the big board in Vegas, they're taking bets for how long Senator Kennedy will actually be waiting.
Yeah,
someone's got infinity already, I'm sure.
Yeah, it'll be a while, so we'll just have to wait and see how long it actually does take. But anyway, it is what it is. And again, when you talk about this sort of stuff, you know, you just can't make this stuff up, folks.
Nope, you can't.
All right. Really
can't.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with our second Truckers Highway and Byway report. And yep, we got more stuff to talk about here. The weather is changing around us. The weather is changing. Jeff is going to take us to break, and then we'll be back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Put on my
Alrighty, that's the modern-day version of Boogie Shoes. What do you think, Kyle?
I love it. Yeah, back to 1975 again for the original release there from KC and the Sunshine Band. And I especially like that Barry saxophone in there, you know, the bottom, that kind of thing. That's
yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah, and this is from one of his tours that he's out on. Not very long ago. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, let's get on over here. Let me read this real quick and give it to you. A large-scale and massive winter storm is going to impact the central, eastern, and southern U.S. over the next 2 to 3 days. Now, heavy snow is expected from the southern Rockies to northern New England, while heavy ice is likely from Texas to Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, in the warm section, heavy rain and flooding are possible across some parts of the south, and severe thunderstorms could happen near the central Gulf region. Take it away.
All right, Captain, down in New Mexico, we're seeing some of that snow move around. We still got some snow around Alamogordo. Also, looks like it's a little bit east now of Las Cruces. And then, of course, over near Clovis, little pockets of snow as well that are happening over there. So be careful of that. But our mountain passes tonight, of course, are really something we want to bring to our truckers' attention, especially a 4th of July pass. It's 20 degrees. It's snowing hard there. And we actually had a trucker check in with the
captain. Name
was
Tony.
Name is Tony, that's right, and he said the chain lights were already starting to come on as he's heading towards coming out of Spokane, I should
yep.
say.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely you got to stop and put your chains on as you got a lot of snow right now coming down 4th of July pass. Also, Cabbage Hill, 31 degrees, reporting snowing hard, partly foggy as well. Snoqualmie, 28 degrees, also snowing, and you've got snow and slush on the road. Also, in terms of passes, not a mountain pass per se, but at Cajon Pass in Southern California, we still have that Santa Ana wind event happening, 37 degrees right now, and earlier reports showed that some big rigs had already pulled off the road to try to wait out some of the winds before trying to head up Cajon Pass. So if you're coming through that area, Interstate 15 in Southern California, be sure to be very, very careful about that. And, of course, we continue with winter weather advisories across Montana. We have freeze warning in Central California and also freeze warnings near Phoenix, Tucson, and Kingman, Arizona, Captain.
By the way, I got a message from James in Clearwater. He told me to send Jeff up there to flip the switch.
Right.
No, I don't think so. That's a little bit too far to go. All right. But anyway, here we go. I'm going to take over here, and I'm going to tell you that it's bone-chilling cold in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, parts of Wisconsin, parts of Iowa, parts of Nebraska, parts of Kansas. I mean bone-chilling cold. That's not the snow part. Here comes the snow part. I-40, Oklahoma. You'll be in a winter storm warning by the time you get to Oklahoma City. It's snowing all across the panhandle right now. That winter storm warning will continue all the way over to Tennessee, to Memphis. When you get to Memphis, you're going to be in an ice storm. Because in Memphis right now, that's where the line is, apparently, between the colder snow and the little slightly warmer but still below freezing ice. And for about 50 to 75 miles inland from Memphis into Tennessee, you're going to have ice. Then it's going to cool off again as you get towards Nashville. You're going to have snow flurries. And then get this. In the mountains of North Carolina right now, where it's a little bit warmer, you're going to have rain. Same thing with the mountains of South Carolina. Same thing with northern Georgia. Same thing with the northern half of Alabama. It's all rain right now. But it won't be for long because once the cold temperatures come across and catch it, then it's going to become snow and or ice. Now, Arkansas right now, winter storm warning. Texas, the Metroplex, on down to San Antonio, on down to Austin, winter storm warning. Snow elsewhere scattered around Texas tonight. And then we've got, if you look at a 45-degree angle and draw it out of, say, St. Louis, Missouri, all the way to the middle of Maine, all of that area up through there is in a winter storm warning right now. Most of Missouri, most of Illinois, most of Indiana, all of Ohio, That's the northwestern and western part of Pennsylvania, all of upstate New York, including all of western New York, all of Vermont, all of New Hampshire, all of Maine is in a winter storm warning. And it's going to be really, really, really serious weather up there. So please be careful. Kyle, tell us how to hear the show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the host of the Kyle Warren Show. And again, folks, there's a really serious snow event taking place over the next 2 to 3 days, so please be careful. All right, to the telephone line we go. We have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with the military? I hear some 3,000 troops are going over across the pond.
No, it looks like they actually are being, some are being repositioned out of Germany.
That's correct.
Sending them to Romania, which is fascinating.
Poland and Germany.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like we're just doing some flanks here. Mm-hmm. And we have done exercises out of Romania called Europe 21, European 21, I think it is. And I think this is part and parcel at the request of those countries. This is, has nothing to do with the 8,500.
No.
That have been designated to put on alert.
No, and it makes you wonder what in the world we're doing now, because it's not really going to do anything. 3,000 troops isn't going to deter anybody.
Well, I don't think so either. It's just real curious to me. I think the war planners in the Pentagon have offered up several options, and this White House is choosing the least evasive, least threatening of all, and even if they are an option. So I don't know that the Pentagon would offer up some kind of a plan that's 3,000 troops to be split between three countries. It doesn't even compute.
Right. Right. Okay.
I'm not liking it.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Jeff is going to take us to break, and he's going to tell you all about what you can do if you want to get involved in the conversation. We welcome that, too. So here we go.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.